All right, Jerry Mason kicking a lawyer here for another Law Talk. Thanks for taking the time to watch us. You can see Perry's all hid right here, too. If you haven't already, please like, follow, subscribe to the content. Again, we're trying to get YouTube up, so if you haven't checked us out on YouTube, please do. I know a lot of you watch this on Facebook, and I appreciate that. And we're on TikTok, everything else, but check us out on YouTube. If you're looking to buy, sell, rent, lease real estate, Michelle Allen is your go-to in the area. She's a local Cry-Like realtor, good community leader, kind of like my guest today. And I'm sure she'd be glad to help you out with whatever you got going. So check out Michelle Allen with Cry-Like Realty. If you want to learn to kick punch, learn a little confidence, discipline, self-control, you visit masonsmartialarts.com. Been open since 1993, so however many years that is. And we'd be glad to get you started. If you want to buy some new books, records, signed memorabilia, comics, you can visit Jam Books and Records located right on the square here in Covington. We're open 6 days a week. We'd love to see you. And then if you want to optimize your health, focus on hormone therapy, supplementation, all that stuff to just maximize living, you can visit, I think it's holistichealthcarehormone.com. I got to get Josh to put the website up or I'm going to screw it up. And then if you want to help with website design, social media marketing, etc., visit masonitemarketing.com. And joining me today is, he's been on the podcast a few times. He's a good friend of mine. He's been a local politician, community leader, etc. He's going to kind of update us on what he's got going on. Is Mr. Stephen Schoffer. How are you?
Good. Actually, just left Jams. Bought some books. Yeah,
thank you. I appreciate that.
And a magnet.
Nice. So for the first, this is the first 3 days in a row. Well, Thursday would have made four that we had no sales. I don't want to say that. It's never happened before.
Oh, no.
I don't know if it's the weather or what, but like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday were slow. So, but anyway, did you like it? Have you been in there before?
Yeah. I've been in there a few times.
I couldn't remember if you'd been in there.
I've been working out of town for the last,
Yeah, well, that's kind of what we were talking about. So I've known you as a juvenile officer. Let's see, what else? You did, did you do something else in the courts?
Yeah, well, I was a child abuse investigator. That's when
That's what it was. And then it was, you moved into the, I guess, is it still called, was it called juvenile officer at the time?
Well, it was the youth service officer.
Youth service officer. It was for the juvenile court liaison or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you have been, whatever they call him, is it an alderman, city councilman with Atoka?
I was a county commissioner.
That's right, commissioner.
Yeah.
I thought you were something with Atoka too. Was it the planning?
I do their planning commission and I do their board of zoning and appeals.
Yeah, so one thing, Stephen, you're kind of like me in that you don't run your mouth as much about it, but you're always wearing like three or four or five hats.
Yeah.
And so in my head, they're all mixed up, kind of like I'm always wearing several hats. So tell us what you got going now. I know there's some good news you got. I want to talk about that, but go ahead and tell everybody what you
did. So I kind of franchised it. I got the opportunity to come back home. I took a 2-year break just to kind of get out of the child welfare system. When you got little support resources to work with, it takes a toll on you. I did it for over a decade. That's why I'm bald. I took a little 2-year break, went as a financial analyst and a strategic planner, did that, and then just decided, hey, it's time for me to come back home. A lot of things going on, with the federal government and stuff too. So, just got accepted, to work for the Tipton County Board of Education. So I'll be up at Alternative School and Court School. Working up there. Yeah, appreciate it.
So back into helping the kids.
Yeah, absolutely. And then officially today, I got offered the general manager position for the movie theater in Atoka.
You're going to be able to do both?
Yeah. So I'll do the school time in the morning. Of course, most people go to the movies and stuff, in the afternoon. So when I leave the school system, I still got a few sports that I've been helping coach for the last few months. So I'll leave, once I'm done with that, I'll go to the
What are your job tasks with the alternative school, with the Board of Education?
Yeah, so, pretty much as a behavior coach. So I come in, kind of a liaison, a worker. Court school is not technically a school. It's a day treatment program. So working, readjusting some of those things. Just kind of working on alcohol and drug treatment programs for the kids that have those issues, kind of. Anytime we have some major issues and things like that, trying to work out a treatment program to help them get on the path to success.
Cool. So that's kind of more you're on sort of the like sentencing side or fulfilling the sentencing side, rehabilitation side. Whereas I viewed you when you were in the juvenile courts as more of the youth services officer, as more of the prosecution side.
Yeah, I definitely was. that position is so unique because there are times when you're defending a youth or family, right? You know, so either charged incorrectly or you don't really think it meets the criteria, or there's some other circumstances that kind of led to. So you're defending them, and then you turn around in the very next case, you know, 10 seconds later, and then you're prosecuting, you know, and then you also got to do the treatment program, and you got to follow up with those things. And then, so it's just a lot of, yeah, that's a big dynamic, big role.
I've got one tomorrow. It's set, I don't know if you know, but the new judges moved around the dates.
Yeah.
So, like, tomorrow is juvenile criminal, the JJ day, and I got one right now that the guy's innocent. Like, yeah. I have two witnesses that the cops interviewed, but they just didn't ask the specific question,
yeah,
was he with you? And they were just like, so they didn't think it was relevant to tell them. Right. And our guy gets arrested like he's one of the guys that did this robbery. And it was just when the robbery happened in this house, a whole bunch of people ran out. He was literally playing video games with these two girls the whole time. I had no idea that it happened. But just because he was there, he gets
got charged with it. Yeah.
And so literally the same week he gets charged, I find these two witnesses, interview them myself. I've written statements from them showing that, no, he was not involved. The cops never asked us. They just, you know, so what did we see? We said we saw some folks run out. Never asked about this specific person, this kid. My frustration is I bring it up, and it's now been a month. This kid's still been on my ankle monitor during the summer. And I'm telling you, this dude's innocent.
Yeah.
So just to voice some frustration. So tomorrow it's set. It's supposed to be for adjudication.
Well, good.
And I'm telling you right now, that boy's going to go home because that's some bull.
So, hey, defend your case, man. Yeah. So, you know, and I always welcome that, you know, because, again, you only had, there's only one YSO covering this entire county.
Yeah.
You know, even today, you know, and Xavier's doing from what I hear, is doing a great job. And I'm proud of him, man. I can't do anything but support him.
Yeah, no, I like Xavier. I even brought it to his attention. I think he's supportive of my position, but as you know, in that position, it's not just the youth services officer. There's some sway with the state has to happen. So
yeah.
We're working on that.
Yeah.
Well, so let's talk about the other thing. And before we get to talking about what you're going to be doing for the theater, are you into movies? Like, are you ever been a movie buff?
For years, man.
Really?
Yeah, since I was a little kid.
We've ever talked about that.
No, I mean, not really. I've kind of, you know, a little bit with Josh and stuff on the backside of things and text back and forth and things, but no, man, since I was a kid, I mean, you know, I didn't have like the best upbringing and stuff, so movies was always kind of my getaway. And I would just go, even as a teenager, 15-16 years old, I would just take off, drive, go to the movies by myself, watch it, catch a flick, and then go to work, you know, go back home.
So what genre is your favorite?
Oh, man,
personally,
so many. Right now, I'm really focused and excited about, you know, the Marvel series that's had over the last few years. This stuff is really doing good. Seems like it's kind of tapered off a little bit since Captain America kind of decided to step out of the game, you know, since that last one. But there's some. It looks like they have some good ones coming up on the schedule that might.
Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
It depends.
It does. I mean, they have to. They, you know,
Disney just doesn't understand. I would wonder how many millions you have to lose to understand that. Well, that the general going public doesn't want to be thrust political views thrust into their mouth. You know,
yeah.
I think that's part of what's been hurting them. What made it so good in the beginning in the Marvel movies, in my opinion, is because I'm a huge comic book nerd,
right?
Like giant. I know all the back. Well, I say backstories. 2000s plus, I didn't follow as much. But anything from like the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, man, I knew all the storylines. And the original Marvel movies followed the comic book. They just took the comic book and put it on the silver screen, and it was great.
Success.
Yeah, and so I think where they've lost the way is when they started steering into, we got to throw politics into it, and we got to focus, it's got to be political instead of just tell the story from the comic book, you know? Yeah. But Fantastic Four, some of the initial reviews I've seen seem to show that they're kind of returning to the roots with it, which is
I think they're trying to. It's what it seems like anyway from the Marvel standpoint. I don't know any backstory or anything. Like I said, that's just my own observation on it. It seems like they're trying to, I guess, pull some strings from Batman. You know, like every Batman movie we saw, it's like, oh, well, let's tell how Batman became Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And I think by the fourth or fifth one, we were all like, we got it.
That's why on the new Spider-Mans they skipped the origin story because we already been told the origin story
exactly.
Three times.
Yeah. And I think I just think that's where DC is just really screwed up. I mean, they've done the same, you know, with Superman. oh, hey, let's go back and tell him like how he became. Like, we got it. We know. We watched.
Well, the new one, you know, he's been Superman for 3 years.
Now, I'm excited about the new
James Gunn one, July 11th, which I'm sure is going to be a big day for you guys at the theater, yeah. Is supposed to be superhero. Metahumans have existed for like 1,000 years.
Right.
Superman is the biggest of them, of course, that's appeared, and he's been Superman for like 3 years, I think, is the story.
But they keep changing Superman, you know, mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's what kills them too. And Marvel's done a good job at that, where they stick with consistent actors.
Well, I think that the DC Extended Universe was kind of doomed from the beginning, though. Because they in my opinion, they did two things wrong. Number one, they tried to play catch-up with Marvel.
Yeah.
So instead of doing the standalone movies, building the interest in the characters up to, like, a Justice League.
Right.
They tried to jump in, Batman v Superman, Justice League.
Wonder Woman's there out of nowhere.
Yeah.
That was ironic, wasn't it? Like, yeah, she just like,
showed up. Yeah.
And then the second mistake they made is they didn't just do the comic book.
Right.
Like, they tried to make it dark and menacing, and even Superman is not like that. There's times when Batman hadn't been like that.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so, but not to digress on the movies, because we'll talk about that some more, but go ahead and tell us about the new theater.
I'm not really going to talk about kind of what, I think we all know what the theater was.
Well, let's do this. Josh worked there. Were you
years.
A manager there?
No. I was there from when it originally was CinePlanet 16, mm-hmm. And it opened in 2006. I was there from when the theater
2006.
Opened.
2006, I was in Iraq.
Until 2011. So I worked there for like, I think
so
5 or 6 years.
Josh, yeah. Now it's new owners.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let you tell your opinion of as tactful as you can on the theater.
As tactful, gotcha.
But before we go into the backstory, let me tell you my experience. I went Saturday night to see, and it was like 10 of us. No, take that back. It was just me and Madeline. And we went to see Ballerina, the
okay.
John Wick movie.
Is that good?
It was good. It was good. I think the movie itself, they tried to force John Wick. I don't think John Wick needed to be in it. But they tried to force him into
I've
it.
I've heard that in the reviews. And, like, it wasn't necessary.
It would have been better, I think, if they'd left him out. But anyway, it was okay.
Yeah.
But when I we bought the tickets online. First time I've been to the theater. First weekend they were open.
Right.
We go in, and man, the first thing I noticed was how many employees there were. So there was a whole lot of staff. There were a bunch of suits hanging around. I'm sure corporate people looking to see if that was going to work. And so I go up, and they were having a conundrum because this might have been Friday night, maybe the first night open. But the kiosk, apparently, when you get there, you go check in your online tickets, I guess, get a paper ticket or whatever. And so they only had the two kiosks, and they were messed up. They had messed up. Something was wrong with the, which this is fine.
Yeah.
They did fine, but let me just tell you it's interesting how they tried to remedy it. So the poor little girl that was there, you could tell they were being watched by these management, but then also wanting to make us happy because it's new. Everybody wants to make a great thing. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry, sir. We're working on it. And then what was funny is there's a couple of suit dudes and the whoever main person was there. None of them could figure it out. They were waiting on some tech dude.
Yeah.
You know, some probably minimum wage guy is the only guy that could fix it. And so I'm like, look. So she goes, I said, well, look, my movie starts in 5 minutes. I think it started at like 5:15. It's like 5 o'clock or 5:10. And she was like, oh, okay, sir. So she goes and talks to somebody. So she comes back and gives me two passes for the next time I come to get in free. And I was like, I appreciate that. But look, I paid for the tickets. Here's the receipt.
Right.
Can you just walk me to my seat?
Yeah.
And it's like that had never occurred to her. And she was like, so she goes and talks to another guy. He talks to another guy. And finally, this guy with a suit, super nice guy, walks us in, walks us straight to our seats. Yeah. It was no problem. It was great. So it was great customer service on that because stuff's going to happen, especially
right.
at the beginning.
Yeah.
But I noticed that it did seem to be way cleaner.
A lot cleaner.
Everything was working. Like there's been times when I've gone there where a seat didn't work or like a speaker didn't work.
So if any seats don't work, we actually have them marked online. Like you can't.
You
can't select that seat.
Gotcha.
And those are getting worked as far as being repaired, replaced, and things like that. So that's been
well. My long and short was I am hopefully optimistic now about the new ownership, and even more so now that I know you and that you're going to be helping run the place.
Yeah.
So before we get to the future, Josh, tell us about the past.
Okay, let me be as tactful as I can. This is going to be a very sugar-coated version. Thanks for the podcast, but So the first year it was open, the owner, who I won't name, had hired another manager from another movie theater out of Memphis to come and run the place.
Mr. Rick.
His name was Mr. Rick. Great guy.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Did an incredible job running the theater. He would have, like, whenever certain movies would come out, he would hold special events for, like, when the movie was in theaters. Like, for example, when Talladega Nights came out, he would bring out NASCARs and have them parked out front of the theater.
That's awesome.
It would kind of make it into, like, a big event.
Yeah.
And then I remember there was a Jet Li karate kung fu movie that came out, and he had you and the
we came
and
did a demonstration.
Yeah, y'all did a demonstration. So he was very good about that. And the other thing I noticed with Mr. Rick was whenever movies would let out and the customers would be leaving, Mr. Rick would always make it a point to be standing in the lobby, shaking their hands, asking them did they enjoy the movie, and just trying to make it a good experience for everybody going. It was great that first year it was open. Well, then the owner fired Mr. Rick for whatever reason. I'm sure it was over something very stupid. And from that point on, the owner basically took over the duty of managing the theater, and that was where the problem started. So over the years since, it started falling apart, projectors started breaking down, he wouldn't turn on the AC.
Yeah, you go in there and it'd be freezing.
You'd
have to bring a blanket.
It would either be freezing or it would be scorching hot.
Yeah.
There are blankets for sale. So people who are like, is the AC work? I'm like, we sell blankets.
So we got working AC.
Yeah, so now they got the working AC. But yeah, I mean, it was all kinds of problems because honestly, the individual who ran it, who owned it for all those years, had no business running a movie theater. Like, zero. He wasn't passionate about movies. He didn't love movies. He was just in it for the money. But even then, that doesn't make sense because none of the business decisions he made seemed like somebody who wanted to make money. It seemed like he was doing everything he could to drive business away. And it's just well known within the community. Like, everybody just started driving back to Memphis. So it was really sad because Tipton County finally got a movie theater after all those years of wanting one. And then it was like we were back to square one with everybody just driving to Malco because our local theater was so terrible. So anyway, yeah, it's been met with a lot of positivity with the new owners coming in because I think everybody's very optimistic that this is a chance for things to turn around.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I'm kind of wanting to focus and get back to where we do special events. We try to help out some organizations within the community and things like that, and so we can, you know, like I said, support other people. You know, I've always found that you support people support you.
Yeah,
in my back. Not all the time.
Not all the time. You're right. However, but it doesn't mean that you shouldn't support it just because there's not residual. But so, and I know this is literally brand new for you. But what are your impressions of the new owners? Do you feel like everything is that they're about supporting the? Because I know I looked it up, and that Phoenix Theater is pretty big. Like the company owns a bunch of theaters across multiple states. But I mean, I assume they know how to run a business if they're doing that. Do you think they're supportive of the community and
going
to help turn this thing around?
Yeah, absolutely. So how this all kind of came to be was I had an opportunity to do a walkthrough the movie theater because I still do planning stuff for Atoka. So I had an opportunity to kind of walk through the movie theater. And like I said, I've always been a huge, huge movie person. And I did that probably about like 3-4 weeks ago. And the second I met the Phil, who's the president and CEO of Phoenix Theaters, phenomenal. I mean, it was just instant, just like, okay. And we, you know, and so talking to him, listening to his ideas. So I really liked his planning process, how he was thinking, he was forecasting, he was looking at all these different things to do. And so anyway, we scheduled another walkthrough for planning commission members and for the elected officials for the town of Atoka, and wanted to bring them in. And the main focus again was not for us to look back. All we're going to do is constantly look forward. But it was for us to listen to how he's planning, he's forecasting, he's putting that in his strategic plan. These are some things he wants to do in the future. And then there's other things he's hopeful to accomplish. And anyway, we just talking. And then, things just kind of snowballed from there. And we just kept in contact and was shooting ideas back and forth. And so anyway, the opportunity presented itself. And so we waited till the timing was right. We wanted to make sure, you know, there was no conflicts, no anything like that. And so I shot an email and said, hey, you know, what do you think about this? Here's my resume. Look at it. And so just got the announcement and accepted it today. actually. So my first day is tomorrow.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. Well, this will be up, I think, Tuesday. So
yeah, yeah. So I'll be like 3-4 days in at that point.
Yeah, you'll be an expert.
Well, I mean, when they asked, you know, and then we made it sure that it was okay with my school schedule and things like that too. So I'll be able to balance that.
Well, I think it's great though that they would have somebody like you in that position because you live in Atoka.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're from that area. And obviously, you know everybody already, too. And I think that adds a level of trust to a corporate business like that.
So that's the other thing. We had these guys come in, right? And they're not from Atoka. They don't really know a whole lot about Atoka. And so we started looking, okay, what's it going to cost to fix this theater and get it back to functioning? And everybody local. You know, it was like, okay, hey, you know who I got? And I'm like, hey, you know, here's a list of electricians that we have in Atoka and in the county. Here's a list of plumbers that we have in Atoka and the county. Here's the list of AC people. So we went through all that stuff, and they did not want to outsource anybody out that wasn't here.
That's good. And then obviously staff, all that staff is probably local too.
All the staff, yeah, pretty much. There's only, I think they only hired one person that had worked there previously. So the other 45 or 44 members are, you know, this is the first, and yeah, there's hiccups. I mean, there's always going to be hiccups, you know, things like that. But, you know, someone trips over a cord or something like that, you know, and unplugs the coffee maker or whatever, you know. And so you just got to fix that. But as far as everything, we've been twice. We went the opening night, and then we went this past Tuesday. And, you know, customer service is just phenomenal. I mean, it was great, you know.
Yeah, no, they were super nice. And I don't mean to say, I mean, stuff happens. And yeah. We weren't bothered at all by we got to our seats on time. The movie was great. With the movie.
Yeah.
Well, they can't control how good the movie is or not, but the experience of the movie was good.
So Tuesday, we get to the movies, and that we had those storms that had kind of rolled in, you know, and we wanted to go see Mission Impossible. So it actually, our movie ended up being delayed by about an hour because they had some power outages and things. So everything kind of super awesome the whole time, you know. They that very accepting, you know. Hey, apologize, wanted to make it right with everybody. Everybody in the movie theater was phenomenal with it. We're like, hey, we get it. This is the only thing we planned, so we're cool. But yeah, it was a phenomenal experience just to have that too.
How was that movie?
I liked it. I
Josh, you liked it. You didn't like it, right?
Let me tell you.
Well, something. I haven't seen the new Mission.
Oh, I thought you saw it.
Let me tell you something. TC, that's the man right there. You know, if you can get TC in a movie, old Tom Cruise.
What's impressive about it?
Or in a religion, if you get him in a religion.
Well, I wasn't going to say that's impressive. What's impressive about Tom Cruise is his ability to market films. It's not even so much his acting. I've never seen a person in my life market a movie the way Cruise will.
And the way it starts, the movie, I mean, he comes out and does a personal message with you. It's like, hey, this is the way this movie's supposed to be seen in a theater. Like, we want you to have that experience and hope you enjoy the movie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so I think he does a great job. One thing, though, I remember Alex, my son, he's on the Carl Vinson aircraft carrier, right?
Yeah.
And when he did Top Gun, they actually filmed some on the carrier.
Right.
And they flew Tom Cruise in, and he met they were all lined up, and he just said hi to them. And they made him an honorary captain, too, I think, or something like that with the Navy or the Air Force. But Alex was just laughing. They were all like, they had to wait and stand at attention, wait on him to come on the deck, and then he gets there, and he did say hi to him or whatever. And obviously, he can't say hi to everybody. But he said they were all just kind of like, we really just don't want to have to be standing here. Hey, but
dog and pony
show.
He did go.
He didn't have to go in and say hi to the Navy guys, so that was good.
Yeah, and he actually went down to Pensacola because the Naval Museum is down in Pensacola. So when it opened up down there, like he showed up in Pensacola and kind of addressed the crowd before they watched the movie.
And he's, what, 60-something?
I don't know.
Is he all?
I think he's in his 60s. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he looks phenomenal. And he's doing all that. Well, I mean, when you drink the souls of babies, you can.
I don't know anything about that.
Joking. Sort of.
But, I thought it was a phenomenal movie. I've loved it. They, it's kind of one of those where it's like, is it the last one? Personally, this is me personally. I'm not speaking for anybody else.
Tom Cruise is 62.
Is he 62?
Yeah, he's 62.
That's crazy, isn't it?
5'7" and 62 years old.
Yeah, that's the key.
But I they left it open. I'm like, so we could have another one.
Well, they're talking about another John Wick. They said a lot of the other actors want to do one. Yeah. It's all up to Keanu Reeves. Because They had the grave, but they never really showed.
If you haven't seen part four, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, don't ruin it, man.
Well, I mean, so I like John Wick movies. They're good. Yeah, man, I like all of them. They're great. I want to see Mission Impossible also. Yeah.
New Jurassic Park's coming out, so I'm excited. I'm a huge Jurassic Park
fan. Well, that's more of a Josh thing. He likes those.
July is stacked, man. It's very stacked. We've got Superman, Fantastic Four, and the new Jurassic World all back to back to back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Yeah. Are y'all pre-selling tickets for some of those?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like Superman, can I go buy tickets for Superman?
You can
already
buy Superman. I was actually up at 3 o'clock this morning because they also have an app too with Phoenix Theaters. And yeah, I was actually looking at it. I was like, hey, July 12th, let's say I want to go, and boom, Superman right there. I think it's the only one right now you can.
Oh, cool. Well, I need to do that. So I'm glad this airs Tuesday. I can do that now before anybody else. I'm going to try to take my whole crew Friday, the night it opens, the 11th.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. I plan to be there.
My dad, so the whole, I don't know if you know this, the whole Superman thing for me is because of my father.
Yeah.
Our dad loved Superman, and he reread the comic books, and then he liked the George Reeves Superman from the serials, yeah, and the TV show. That was his Superman. And I didn't watch the 78 Superman in theater because I wasn't born yet. I was born in 79. But I remember watching it with him on, like, HBO, I think it was. Literally when I was in diapers, like vaguely remember that. Matter of fact, I have a scar over, it's one of these eyes, where I was watching it and I got up and they had bought me a red cape. And I went like this and went to fly. I was flying and I flew into the corner of this wood chair thing and busted my head open. And anyway, I couldn't fly. But my point was, Superman's real sentimental to me because, you know, my dad passed a couple years ago. Right. And so it's sort of a connection with my dad. And we saw Man of Steel and all that. And we, you know, it's just a big connection we had. So
who's your favorite Superman?
Probably Christopher Reeve.
I mean, think so?
Yeah, I mean, that's the one I grew up with. I think he embodies what I view Superman to be, like truth, justice, the American way. You know, the new thing, again, the political correct thing, they changed it to truth, justice, and something of tomorrow. Something about tomorrow.
And a better tomorrow.
And a better tomorrow. I think that's it, yeah.
But it's, let's be honest, it's still in the American way.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to stress how important.
What about you? Which Superman do you...
So I grew up with Reeves as well, but my allegiance is to Henry.
Really?
Yeah. I every role he plays, man, I'm just a really big fan of his. You know, he's gone from superheroes to villains, you know, and everything in between. I'm just a huge...
You know, he's in the leader. Was he selected for Bond? He's in the top lead.
He's not selected officially, but he's on the...
He's
in
like
the
top
running.
Two
he's,
or three to be James Bond.
Oh, he'd be phenomenal. I was kind of hoping they would go with the... there's that one British actor.
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
No, yeah. I wanted it to be
Idris Elba.
Yeah, the black guy. Yes. I thought he would have done great as James Bond.
That's what I was talking about. Yeah. And I think he would have been phenomenal. But hey, if Henry's more too, I'm down for that. So.
Yeah. Sort of played him in that... what was that spy movie he did? No, that too, but there was another one. Where he was kind of the bad spy.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of the name of it.
Anyway, he sort of played a Bond character in that one.
I like him because he's, you know, I mean, he is versatile. He can do different things in different parts and stuff. He's kind of not like a... But Daniel Radcliffe, you know, unfortunately for him, it's just you're Harry Potter. It doesn't matter what you do. You're Harry Potter.
Man from Uncle.
That's it, Man from Uncle. Henry Cavill also was, or is it Cavill or Cavill? Cavill, whatever it is. He was, he's the new Highlander, right?
Because he left The Witcher, you know, for some issues. And
creative
differences. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I let him go.
Well, he's also, I tell you what I like about him, he's a super nerd.
Yeah.
He's a nerd. He loves the gaming world, the superhero world. He wants to be authentic to it. I think that's cool. I respect that. But man, Christopher Reeves was
it though. I mean, he was
Superman.
So good.
You know, he looked the part. He acted the part. I thought he had a really good Clark Kent versus. He was the bumbling, you know, Clark Kent. It was more believable to me that people didn't know he was Superman because his Clark Kent was so nerdy, geeky, bumbling. Then Henry Cavill was like still this hot, sexy Clark Kent. You know what I mean? Like he still looked like
he took his glasses off.
Yeah. I don't know.
See him in the break room. You're like,
it was still very obvious he was Superman.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, that's kind of always got me with Superman. You know, it's one of like the come on, you should like throw a wig or something on. You know, but I'm like, he just takes the glasses off. You're like, that's the guy.
I forget who it was saying that they believe that now. They showed a picture of somebody with glasses and their hair changed. And then there was somebody that's considered like super hot later, and they were like, "Oh, okay, that maybe that works. Yeah. maybe it works. I don't know." So, you know, in the Superman movie, how familiar are you with the DC world?
So, yeah, I mean, because I enjoyed both. Like, for me as a kid, I was just happy to get my hand on a comic book. Gotcha. I really didn't care which. I wasn't more one or the other.
Gotcha.
Movie-wise, Marvel's just kicked the snot out of DC.
I agree.
And, I mean,
I agree, and
DC's just trying to reinvent
things. I think DC did better with the TV shows than Marvel did.
Yeah.
Initially, I don't know. Some of the Marvel shows are pretty decent, like the Daredevil one they did and the Punisher series.
I haven't watched the Daredevil one yet. I know I just finished... earlier this year, I finished like the whole Arrow series because I'd wanted to do that for years. I'd started it and then quit, and I went back and did that. But I just can't bring myself to go into like Supergirl, Batgirl, Flash. I just can't bring myself into.
Now I never watched.
Wasn't excited about it.
I didn't watch the Batgirl one because I did kind of get overwhelmed with it. Because I watched the Legends of Tomorrow, Flash, Supergirl, Arrow.
Yeah.
I watched all those, and I'll tell you one that was actually really good, and you don't hear people talk about much is Superman and Lois, that series. It's
the most
like Jay. Yeah, the most recent one. I just watched the finale of the entire season last week.
Okay.
Anyway, it's really good.
Yeah.
It's worth watching, and it's got of course a different dude playing Superman, who I was against until I started watching the show, and he does a good job playing the role. Oh, I think. Tyler
Hoechlin
or something. Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, anyway, the reason I asked about if you know anything about that world is in this Superman, they have Guy Gardner playing Green Lantern.
Mm-hmm.
You familiar with that character?
Yeah.
So in the comic books, he was... So, you know, in the comic books in the late 80s, and it really kind of started, I think, with like Frank Miller's Legend, or what did he call it? The Dark Knight Returns. That Frank Miller book was the one of the first series where Batman was dark. And it was the basis for like Ben Affleck's Batman in the DC Extended Universe. He's older, dark, brooding, big, you know, which you would think a guy with no superpowers would need to be a big, menacing fellow. But anyway, Frank Miller's Dark Knight Returns, I remember getting it. So my father went and bought me a first edition of the graphic novel when it first came out. I still have it. He went and stood in line at Comic Cavalcade in Millington to buy me that book. And he gave it to me, and he didn't, of course, read it. Well, in it, it's got some pretty adult topics.
Yeah.
So I'm like 6, 7 years old reading this pretty adult book. And it was kind of scary because in it, like, Superman kind of turns... They're all trying to get to Batman's just going to start killing everybody, basically. And Superman and him end up fighting, and it kind of like in Batman v Superman. Long story short, in the late 80s, that book, I think, started kicking off this anti-hero theme where you had some heroes that didn't really do heroic stuff, like Punisher was going to kill people.
Right.
You know, like they were actually going to do bad stuff. Well, Guy Gardner was sort of that version of the Green Lantern's core. You had Hal Jordan that's all-American, you know, good-looking, he's going to protect sort of the head Green Lantern. And then this guy, Guy Gardner, gets it, and he's cussing and womanizing and all this kind of stuff. So I'm curious. I'm really interested in that character in the movie.
But, you know, they're kind of doing the same thing with, from what I've been anyway told, is you know, with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. There's, you know, we had this fun series in the 80s and 90s coming up, and now all of a sudden we're looking at things like, Last Rohan.
Funny you say that. The original Ninja Turtles book was dark.
It was.
The original comic book was killing folks.
Yeah.
And then they realized it had potential for kids, so the animated series is what most people remember, and it's all funny, happy, ha-ha. But then now they brought back the whole Ronin series where I think it's been revealed now, but when it first started, you didn't know which turtle was left.
That's right.
It was, they're all dead, and you didn't know which one this one was.
And the one that was left was using all their weapons.
Yeah,
that's right.
It was hard to figure out which turtle it was.
Yeah. And I actually haven't read that. I've got an autographed copy by Kevin Eastman. We got that when we went to the Comic Expo, but I haven't read it yet. So.
But I always laughed at growing up watching the, you know, Saturday morning cartoons and the Ninja Turtles, and it was always like, we got to hide in the sewers. Don't let people know we're here. And I'm like, yeah, okay. I get that. And like the next scene, it was like, we got to go across town. And they have this giant blimp that says Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on the side. And they're like just flying through New York.
Yeah,
and
they drive around in a van. It's a big turtle show.
Yeah. So I remember being like, you know, like 5, 6 years old. And I was like, I don't think that makes sense. But I'm going to go with it.
How old are you?
So I don't discuss it.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to see. I'm 46. I know you're younger than me, but I couldn't remember how much younger.
Not much.
Oh, okay. Because Josh is
35. Yeah.
Damn, you're 35?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You're getting old.
Yeah.
And then Justin would be 43. Is that right? Because he's 3 years younger than me. The middle one. So he should be 43. Yeah. Justin was more into Turtles than I was growing up. That's why I was thinking about the ages.
He's a good man.
Yeah. I like the Ninja Turtles, but they were really more kind of his thing than my thing coming up.
But no, I'm super excited about this. Like I said, I think, you know, DC has an opportunity to look at what Marvel did, see the success that they've had, and they can kind of, you know, follow suit on that. So if they do it right, and I'm excited about it too, you know, I think it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. I always like competition, so I think, you know, having them come in and do this, but I don't know, man. I keep seeing that Fantastic Four, and I got high hopes for that one. So,
yeah, I mean, I'll see it. But Marvel has kind of lost me the last few years. Yeah. Like, I've watched all the movies, but I'm current on their whole storyline, and I'm familiar with the books that they're kind of pulling from. And I guess that's what I get frustrated with, is they keep changing stuff from the comic book.
Yeah.
You know, like, just do the comic book, man. Like, I'm curious to see how they're going to do Secret Wars, because Doom is big in the comic books in the Secret Wars mythos.
Well, so. And you would think, to me, they would learn from, you know, The Walking Dead, and it's kind of like, all right, just follow the comic. And mm-hmm. I mean, I think me and Josh have talked about this before, but you want to talk about a series that just
fell off,
died.
Yeah,
I mean, it was just like they flew
Rick off in that helicopter, and then it was.
Well, I think it even started dying before that. Like it was. Yeah, it started tapering. Three seasons were awesome. Like seasons 1 through 3, I think, were solid. And somewhere around, I think, season 4 or 5, things started to kind of fall.
Like, my mom's a huge fan of it, so she still watches all the little spinoffs, you know, and things like that. But
there's only so many ways you can get killed by a zombie. You know, I think that's it. They kept trying to come up with all these different ways.
So, and I remember last year, like I was in DC and stuff, and I was there without my family, and so I literally was just kind of sitting there, and I'm like, I've done the touristy stuff, but I'm in my hotel room at night, and I don't have anything else to do, so I was like, screw it, I'll go back and watch it. And I just remember, I think you're right, Josh, because it was about season 4 or so, like halfway through it, and I was like, I got it.
I think it was after they kill. Well, so I liked the Negan arc. Whatever season that was, I thought that was good.
It was around 5 or
after
6,
Negan,
so.
They really started to lose me. I think that was a cliff. I remember the cliffhanger where
you didn't know who
got him
which
in the
who
circle.
Got,
you didn't know which one it was,
and we know who the comic books. We're like, okay, it's this guy, you know. But then I think
you never know how they're gonna do it.
Yeah. So, anyways, but I'm hoping that, you know.
Have you watched what is it called, The Rest of Us, The Best of Us?
The Last of Us.
Yes. Have you watched it?
I have not.
Josh, you watching it?
I watched, because I played both of the games, I watched season 1. I refused to watch season 2 because I played Last of Us Part 2, and I'm aware of the direction they took the story, and I know that they maintain that in the show and take the story in that same direction. And me and I think 60% of gamers all kind of sort of boycott season 2 because of their bad decisions and storytelling.
It's very Walking Dead esque though. It's very similar to Walking Dead.
Season 1's great though.
Did you watch the Fallout series?
Fallout's awesome. Fallout's one of the best TV shows I've seen in years.
And is that the one with the hot girl in the onesie thing?
She lives in a vault and goes out.
Yeah, that's it.
And I think they just approved that for a second season.
Yeah, it was good.
I liked it.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. I thought it was really good. Like I enjoyed that too. So that was a good one.
So what is just as a side note, it has nothing to do with any of this. I'm just curious because of my own experience. So at night, it's kind of a race to who gets the controller to watch whatever between my wife and I.
Oh yeah.
And so like we don't have time to watch tons of TV. We might have an hour, maybe 2 hours max, the end of the day to sit there and veg out on whatever.
Right.
Typically, if I get there first, this is so random, but I'll watch like a 1970s kung fu movie. Like 36 Chambers of Shaolin or whatever, or something like that. Or maybe an old 80s action movie. That's usually what I lean towards. I'll occasionally watch some episode of a series that I'm keeping up on. My wife, on the other hand, is going to watch either a polygamous show, a Little People show, a Digging for Treasure show like Oak Island.
Yeah.
That's what she goes to. And I can't stand any of them.
Yeah.
So I'll typically then just read while she's watching whatever. Because, you know, you have a very nice wife, too. What do you experience with your wife on the watching front?
For us, mostly, we don't watch a whole lot of TV. So, if the TV is on, Typically, it has something to do with football or sports related. I'll do a lot.
By your choice or her choice or both of you?
Well, kind of. She'll stick to just reading. She'll just read for the most part. You know, like I'll the McAfee show and stuff like that, and I'll keep up with it in some sports, NFL mostly. So that's typically what's on. Like at night, we'll pick a series on Netflix and we'll watch it. So I think like right now we're doing The Blind Spot. Mm. It was about a girl who is dropped off in New York City with tattoos all over. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an older show actually.
I think. And we started watching it years ago and we were like, oh yeah, I kind of remember that. And then we just stopped.
Yeah.
Because most of us, I mean, we work and we do so much stuff. We're out and about and constantly going. So we don't have the opportunity to really watch a show live right then.
Yeah,
so,
no, I never do that either.
Yeah, so we do. We, you know, I'm kind of one of those that's in. I love the movie theaters, but I also love streaming options too. So that's what we do at night, and we'll watch like an episode or two, and then it's like, all right, we're going.
Yeah, so I don't have any, I guess, live TV.
Yeah,
all mine's app based.
Yeah,
so if I watch anything, it's, you know, it's either the only ones that are somewhat frustrating now is it, you know, used to when you watched a show back in the day for on network TV. If you had a cliffhanger, you had to wait till the next week to watch the next show. And then now they've started, they dump the whole series, but there are a few of those out, those platforms that'll still like do the
every
once
Thursday,
a week.
I wait till it comes out. Yep, I wait for the whole thing. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
So I just finished a book. I actually read the first two in the series called Murder Bot.
Okay.
And I just come across it. It was on Kindle. It was for free. So what I'll do a lot of times is read them, and then I'll order them for the store. If I have them, I'll get them in the store.
And Josh, I wonder what that's about. You know.
Yeah.
So. The store or Jam Books and Records or The Murder Bot. Yeah. It's actually a really good story, though. They kind of mix humor in there with sci-fi. And so I had read the first two books. Well, then I noticed we just got Apple TV, and there's a Murder Bot show.
Oh, really?
So I watched it, and I'm up to like the fourth or fifth episode was available, and it's one of them where every Friday an episode is just brand new. But it actually follows the book pretty closely, which is interesting. I had just read the book, so it was interesting reading the book and then watching the show immediately, and I was able to pick out all these little differences they did.
Right.
The book was pretty good, though. So if anybody's interested, you know, Murder Bot's a good show, good book.
I need to start it. I bought it. Finally got it in. Was Bill Belichick's new book that just came out.
I think I have it in the store.
Yeah, I didn't get it from your store.
Well, that's okay.
I had actually pre-ordered it, gotcha. And so I was waiting for it to come in and stuff. So it's sitting there on my dresser, like ready for me to do. So, yeah, we read a lot. So like I have a nightlight that's above mine, my bed. So I like to do that. My wife, she reads so much. This woman literally drives me nuts. So she'll be reading a book and listening to another one on her headphones.
Interesting.
And can keep up with both. And they're completely different from each other.
I
and
can't.
She's
no
like,
way
yeah,
to do
you
that.
Know. And so she had them. So for Christmas, I bought her like an extension, like put on her headboard, and it like holds her Kindle for her. And then I bought her a little scrolling ring. So like now she can be so lazy with it and just be laying there in bed and just, you know, next page.
What does she read usually?
Everything.
Yeah, but so here's why I ask. In the book,
she likes dystopian societies and things like that. So things like The Hunger Games,
gotcha.
Or
is it the romanticy books or is it?
She does not. Yeah, she doesn't. She'll read them, but she's always like,
I don't know if I told you, but when we first opened the store, I used to only read like history and business.
Yeah,
and then because we opened the store, I think we had similar interests. And then I wanted to read a little bit of everything so I could talk with all the customers, and I knew we'd probably have a lot of ladies. So I started reading like some of the top books on what the ladies get, right? And the first three that I read were really good, actually. Yeah. I read The Perfect Marriage by Geneva Rose. I read, that was number one. Then I read Housemaid by Freda McFadden. Very good. And then I read Verity by Colleen Hoover. They're all sort of female-driven drama books, sort of cliffhanger mystery. They were amazing. They were great. Then I started reading some of these fantasy romance books. That was a mistake.
Didn't you have one something about some dragons or something?
Yeah.
So I just remember looking at it, and I called my wife, and I was like, what is Jerry's post about?
The Fourth Wing series.
Yeah,
that's what
she's like, don't ask.
Yeah, so I read the Fourth, because it was selling, man. We couldn't keep it on the shelves.
Really?
It had just come out. It was selling off, because we pivoted to mostly new books, and it's actually mostly that romanticy stuff, because that's what sells. The women love it. So anyway, in that book, though, it's got a fantasy story about dragon riders, really, which is not bad. And actually, people don't realize it, but it's sort of ripped off from the Dragon Riders of Pern, which is an Anna McCaffrey 70s, 80s novel. Of course, these young people don't know that. So anyway, the difference is, in this book, it has chapters that's graphic. like
graphic. Chapters.
Graphic. Oh. Yeah. Not like a page, like chapters. That, oh, and no. It's so graphic. I couldn't even read it, and I'm a grown man. Like, and these women love it.
Well, what was funny to me is you told me it would be all the church ladies would come in after church. Yeah. And they'd be buying their Bibles, and then they would turn around.
Yeah, they'll buy, they'd literally buy, really? Like, yeah. A Bible study book and Fourth Wing.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Hey, man, it's all good. Let it. I mean, right. It's fine. But my point was, like, what I learned was a lot of men are like, oh, yeah, she's just reading books. And they have no idea some of those
Yeah,
books.
What they're reading. No, yeah. So we converted, like, when we built our house about 5 years ago, they were like, oh, we got this dining room for you. And I was like, we need no dining room. I was like, you know, most of us time, if we're going to catch something, I was like, we kind of got, like, a little breakfast nook area. We'll eat there. Or we're going to eat in the living room.
Sure.
And kind of watch something, family time, and then we're going to bed, you know. So we actually converted that over to a library for my wife. So she's got, like, two chairs in there that – you know, recline, and they are massage chairs and stuff that she can do. Nice. And she can read, and Harry Potter stuff everywhere. She's a huge Harry Potter nerd. So,
well, did you notice that we have books divided by the house that you're in at the bookstore?
Yeah. So that's one of her favorite things. Like, she likes going up there. So when we do come to Covington, which will be more often now, but over the past 2 years, when we come to Covington, typically she's like, hey, let's go in the check out the bookstore and see what they got available. So, yeah. You got $73 from me today.
Thank you. I needed it. And I said you broke our drought because we had 3 days of no sales. I was getting nervous. I have a rule. Even if it's like $2, as long as we get a sale a day, I feel okay.
Yeah.
And I've had a 2-day stint before with no sales, but never a 3-day stint. So you broke the stint. So thanks.
We can't
appreciate
have
it.
Anytime, bro. Anytime. I don't know what two books I bought for my wife. I literally, the young lady behind the counter, I was like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
Tried to call my wife. She didn't answer. So I was like, this is dangerous.
Well, I appreciate it.
And we didn't know which one was the first one. So I said, just put both of them in there. So,
that's the way to do it. That way you don't get it wrong.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah.
Well, Stephen, anything else for the good of the order to let folks know about?
Man, you know, there's just so many things that are going on with our community. You know, we have so many organizations out here who are just trying to do things and help one another out. And man, I tell people all the time, hey, turn the news off. Turn the news off. Find out what's going on in your community and just start from there and making it a better place. But, you know, anything that's going to help out the kids and make their life better. I think we all agree that when we have kids, like, we just want them to have it better than we did.
Yeah.
And so that's what I always just say, just get involved, volunteer. It doesn't have to be money. It can be time and just helping out and things like that. But, man, I just check out some stuff. You know, I know CASA's doing some great stuff out there. You know, we got some other organizations that are doing good. It seems like Chambers, Commerce, they're both starting to pick things back up.
The Ruffin's doing good.
Ruffin's starting
a lot of new stuff.
Starting to pick back up again, so I'm excited about that one. I think y'all got new leadership in that, right?
It's a new board. They've been there 6 months-ish, something like that.
Yeah. I promised to get involved with it and stuff, and then I just got caught up and got super busy. But I promised, like, you know, my plan, if we can do some things to help one another out, absolutely I'm going to be down for it, you know. So we have that coming on. The new theater down in Atoka, please come check it out. It's absolutely amazing. You walk in, you can smell how clean it is. Mm-hmm. Which, if you went previously, I don't think you can say that. but you could now. I tell you, I walked in that theater and I said, you got new curtains in here? And he was like, what? I was like, they're blue. I thought the curtains were gray. He's like, no, we just cleaned them. So, I mean, like, it's phenomenal. We still got a whole lot of things that we got to improve on. It's just going to take some time to get it in there and do. So, really excited about the direction that is, not just because now I'm officially working for them, but even if they didn't, you know, and I didn't get the job, the direction and where it's going is just phenomenal, and kids need to experience that. So, I plan on trying to do some stuff maybe with Josh in the future, some ideas.
Yeah, we got some ideas.
Get some things to look at and stuff and how we can improve. You know, we got Atoka Railroad just to open back up, too. I'm super excited about that one. So, I just, people, you know, hey, if you want to keep it in the community, you got to support it.
Yeah.
So, I urge everyone that. You want to keep Jam Books in the community? I need you to get out here and buy some books.
Okay, yeah, I appreciate guys?
Like,
that.
Yeah, like you got to support it. You know, you want to keep, like I said, you want to keep Michelle Allen around.
Yeah.
You got to support her. So.
Yeah, well, the thing for me, like the bookstore and some of the businesses we have, I literally make no money on them. Like, no joke.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that Righteous Gemstone commercial with Baby Billy or whatever. He's like, after I pay my scientists, and I pay right. It's a wash, you know. Like, yeah. But we, Madeline and I, have talked about this. Like with the bookstore, we just want to employ young people and have an outlet where people can go and you know, learn things and do stuff. I think a bookstore is great in the community. So that's my goal for that. It's obviously I'm not going to become a millionaire off of selling books locally, but yeah, in order for that kind of stuff to function, you do have to support them. Speaking of which, October 11th is going to be the Covington Comic Con.
Okay.
And we got plenty of time to plan things. October 4th. If we do that, but it'd be great to do something together where maybe your staff dresses up, we promote you guys, vice versa. Yeah. You know, it'd be awesome to do something like that around then for the Comic Con. We're always trying to have community support and things that, you know, because they're going to want things to do that evening. They might as well go see a movie.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that'd be great to do that kind of stuff too.
Yeah, I look forward to it. So I'm excited about it. We'll, like I said, we'll see what we can do and plan out and stuff. I got to get my feet wet.
No, I understand. Yeah. I understand. Yeah, well, you know, we'll bombard you. Me and Josh both like movies.
Oh, yeah,
and
no, I got all kinds of stuff to bombard.
You're going to have to block Josh. But
I welcome it all the time. You know, that's one of the things that I just want to make this better. You know, that's kind of how I looked at it when I came in as the YSO, mm-hmm. right? And it was nothing against the guy who was there before me. It was nothing against Scott. I just want to make it better.
Yeah.
And then when I left, like, that was my hope. I wanted that guy, like, I just make it better. And as we constantly go, we're just constantly improving things. And so I think that's been pretty good. That's my hope for the theater. That's my hope for like I said, employment with the Board of Education. We just want to make things better and for everybody, man. So. But that's been my biggest thing. Like, I'm like, you got to support these things. If you want to keep them in your community, you got to go out there. I don't care if you just go in there and, like, and get a bottle of water, like something, you know, to go post, brag about them, social, tell where you've been.
Yeah, it's another thing. If you just share stuff.
Yeah.
It gets the word out, if nothing else.
And I tell people all the time, especially like for, I call it InstaFace. So, like, for InstaFace, I'm like, liking and share, like, doesn't do hardly anything for you, but comments and shares, like, that's where it really
And it can make out. Or break a small business.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, because, you know, we live in, we survive based on people locally knowing us and supporting us. So, yeah, it's definitely helpful.
And it's tough, because I think everyone thinks, oh, hey, it's a local business, so he's got to be a millionaire. And I have the privilege of knowing so many of my friends have businesses locally, and man, they're all... I don't think any of them is a millionaire.
No. Well, you know, I was telling my wife yesterday, because we were like, we got to get dog food. Do you have any money? I was like, nope. And she's like, she's like, we don't ever have money. I was like, do what?
I said, where is Perry?
He's asleep.
Oh, okay.
But I was like, we make a lot of money. Yeah. Like, it looks like there's a lot of money, but people don't realize the money all goes places.
Out. Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people's hands out, mouths to feed.
I've had that opportunity where people are like, hey, I know you're friends with such and such. Like, do you mind calling them up and saying, like, hey, can you spot? And there are times where I tell organizations, I'm like, hey, they're tapped out.
I don't ever mind being asked. Just don't be offended if I have to say no.
Right.
Which is honestly my new policy.
Yeah.
You know, there are a few people I'll support. Any kid-oriented thing I try to support. But I've backed off on my billboards. I've backed off on a lot of those sponsorships. I'm probably not. I did a scholarship 2 years in a row. I'm probably not doing scholarship again. Yeah. There's a lot of things that I'm pulling in that we had put out there. And it's just because, you know, the reality is there's only X amount of money to go around.
That's right.
You know? But you're right. The key to that is helping those, not just our businesses, but all the businesses support them.
Especially the locally ones.
Yeah. You know, but make sure you give the new theater in Atoka a shot if you've been there before.
If you want to keep a theater in Tipton County and you want to keep some entertainment, that's always been an issue. People saying, hey, I don't really have anything family focused to do. My goal is to keep it family oriented.
Well, and that's the thing too, even like the Ruffin Theater, people complain about, I have to go to Memphis for the, no, you don't. There are things here in our community in Tipton County that, I mean, you could pretty much shop locally, see movies locally, go see some plays locally, all these things here. You don't have to go anywhere else. You don't have to worry about getting shot at. You know, you don't have to go anywhere else.
Exactly. So, I mean, we don't go. You know, that's really the only time we went to the movie theater or went to Memphis was to go catch a movie because we didn't even go.
Yeah.
And it always sucked, right? Because it was like, oh, yeah, I want you to support everything local. And it's like, you want to catch a movie? I'm like, well, go to Bartlett. You know, and went down there. And it's just because you just didn't want to deal with it, you know, honestly. And so now, just like I said, coming in there and you can see that spark and you can see how excited things are. And I'm excited for it. Like I said, I want to come down. You guys do a tour with you, show you some behind the scenes. I know Josh probably knows what it looks like.
I know the ins and outs of that building.
This guy's like, oh, in 2006. And I'm
one side of the projection booth all the way down to the other end, because me and some of the other employees one weekend were trying to figure out who could make it the fastest.
From must have got new shoes.
Yeah. That was fun. That was a fun memory.
But, yeah. I don't know. In 2006, man, I was hunting Taliban.
You was running too,
man. Yeah, I was trying to make it. It's what it was.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Well, good luck in your new endeavors.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And
we'll come check you out at the theater and stuff. And hope you guys do too. And if you haven't, please like, follow, subscribe to our stuff. Like I said, we were talking about helping small businesses. I need help on YouTube. Go help me on YouTube. Nobody wants to watch us. They watch us on Facebook and TikTok, which is good. But you know, check us out on YouTube. And then, like we were talking about, if you're going to buy, sell, rent, lease, real estate, Michelle Allen is your go-to in the area. We know her well. She's good. She's absolutely a nice community leader. She'd be glad to help you out.
New chamber president, too, right?
Is she?
I don't know.
Maybe.
She is now.
Yeah. Congratulations. If you want to get kicked in the face, visit masonsmartialarts.com, and we'll teach you how to also kick people in the face. And then if you want to buy some books like Stephen did today for your lovely bride or significant other, come check us out at Jam Books and Records right on the square in Covington, open Monday through Saturday. And then if you want to optimize your health, my wife is doing a whole lot of stuff, her and Dr. Laura, holistic healthcare and hormones, where they're going to help you optimize your health. So you can check them out, menopause, testosterone, whatever, they'll talk to you. And if you need to design commercials, websites, marketing, all that kind of stuff, you can visit masonitemarketing.com. Hope you guys have a good rest of your week. Maybe we'll see you at the Atoka Theater, and you guys keep kicking. Thanks for watching, guys. Just remember that this is not legal advice or investment advice or business advice. This is for fun and entertainment purposes only.